Now, Halloween events are back after many were unable to go ahead last year, and you can see plenty of people are decorating their gardens and getting involved in the spirit of it all. Our reporter Josh Crosby took a visit to an award-winning haunted house and to a fancy dress shop to see how people are enjoying the lead up to Halloween.
So we're on a school trip. We decided it'd be really good fun to bring all the kids here, and we thought they'd really enjoy it.
And what's the mood like with the children? Are they scared? Are they nervous?
They're absolutely terrified.
Whatever age you are, you can be scared. We're always nervous. Since yesterday.
More excited than nervous.
Since yesterday. I wanted to take a day off.
My name is Carl O'Connor. I'm the show director at the Nightmare Room. We have been running with the last 13 years, and this year it's great to be back open and scaring the people of Ireland once again.
Could you just describe to me the shows and the experience that are on offer here?
Our first haunt is called the Church of the Damned, and that's all based on this red woman queen that is controlling a village. After that, then we have a theme that's called Panic Attack. And that is exactly what it says on the tin. It's a panic attack. And then the third house we have is called the Butcher's Boys. And you're just going to have to see what that one is like.
And I spotted on the website that the event isn't recommended to children under 13. So how scary is it?
Oh, it's pretty scary. You're going to have to go in, Josh. You're going to have to go in.
I don't know.
Yeah, we recommend 13 plus.
No, I'm not a fan of horrors. I've been nervous about coming here all day. But look, it's Halloween. This is what it's all about. You're going to send me on through now, are you?
You're going to have to go through. Absolutely. Anybody that comes here, they have to go through so that they can talk about it afterwards.
Oh, I don't know. I'm shaking already. I'm going to be jumping, just so you know. Okay, there's someone over there shaking from side to side. Oh God, it's like a church setting. Church of the Damned is right. Someone's gonna jump out in front of me. Okay, they have my name. They have my name, oh God! Okay, someone's jumping out. There's someone. I think I'm gonna get out of this church. Okay, there's someone. This is amazing, going left, right. Now back through again. This is petrifying. Pitch dark. Just get me through this. Oh, what an experience. Spine tingling, hair standing stuff all together. If you're a fan of horrors, this will be your playground. If you're not a fan like me, then look, it's the one time of the year that we do delve into this kind of stuff. Let's see what these other frightened customers thought of the show this evening.
Terrified.
What was the scariest part?
The dreadlock person.
On the table
person
thing.
In the cage. And that one there.
That's the same person.
What? Yeah. Someone came out of the bin.
You're still panting, like you're still scared. Would you be able to sleep tonight after seeing all them things?
No. It was the scariest thing of my life.
Very scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very
you
scary.
Know yourself, like it's just a munch. Like.
And they run out at you and you turn the corner, it's all dark and then they run at you.
It's pitch dark, you don't know what way they're coming
exactly.
from.
Yeah, you don't know where.
It's real tight in the maze as well.
Will you be able to sleep tonight?
Probably not, no.
So what did you think of that?
Yeah, no, it was very good. Like I come here every year, I've been going like since it opened, and this is one of the best years. I've got tickets for it again in 2 weeks, like, so I'll be back, you know.
Why is it that you go every year? Like, what's the thrill you get out of it?
I don't know, it's just really good crack. Like, it's even if you're like scared of it, it's still, you can laugh about it afterwards. So even if you're terrified, it's still, it's a funny thing to do anyway, like.
With 60 actors, 80 cameras, and plenty of screaming, the return of the Nightmare Realm at the RDS is scaring the life out of customers. Apart from the haunted, spooky events at this time of the year, it looks like dressing up is back on the cards. To find out what is the most popular costume in 2021, I took a visit to the Fancy Dress Warehouse in Talla, where I met with co-owner Thias Kavanagh to hear what business has been like.
Compared to last year, obviously we were going to have a bit of a party season this year, unlike last year where it was a bit like Prohibition. People were coming in saying, now I'm not really having a party, and they were buying bits and pieces. This year, they're coming in and looking to buy for and have a bit of a party. But family events, really, because that's what seems to be coming into us. They're mainly, you know, from juniors right up to granny we're dressing here at the moment, you know.
So talk me through the costumes then. What are the most popular ones this year?
Well, it depends on age group. For the younger crowd, they're looking for anything that's dead, anything that's a zombie. And we're trying to explain to them that really the makeup is what makes into zombies. We have a zombie range there. Well, this is more of the traditional sort of Halloween range with a bit of glam put in. So we have a range here. And these ranges are actually fantastic. So they come from size 8 to 10 up to about a size 20. With the adults then, it's quite different. You have people looking for the scary clowns, everything from Top Gun down to ABBA, all that sort of stuff. But we seem to be back again this year to the clowns and the vampires and those sort of things. couple of years ago, it would have been the sort of the tight and sexy range. You'd wonder how people, you know, wouldn't freeze to death on an October night. But most of it is the scary range.
Okay, and that, of course, was Josh Crosby there on the lead up to Halloween. And I hope you're all getting your spooktacular stuff ready at home for yourselves.